Do right by your kids. Because a lot of people, I can't believe the percentages of people who do not strap in their children the correct way and the correct safety seat. Well, you know, they do these little checks for free, and you bring it, like 90% of the people, it's like they have to make some sort of adjustment to it. It's not proper. So,
well, and listening to the traffic today, like having that peace of mind, knowing that your child is in the safety seat correctly, like you should make sure that you're doing that.
I think you seriously.
Well, you know, and our state legislature takes it seriously. As a matter of fact, they just ratified a new law back in May of this year, just May of 2017, on the child passenger restraint systems. And of course, we all know that, you know, people call them the baby seats or the child passenger seats, but it's really easy to remember if you just think about it from the standpoint of from infant up to, you know, being an older child. And there's four seats that are in question. The first one is the rear-facing car seat. That's for the infant under 2 years old. We've all seen some of those, the rear-facing car seat. And you say, well, when do you move up to the forward-facing car seat in the back seat? And that's when a child gets about 2 years old. But what you're really looking there is not so much an age difference, you know, the age mark, but rather the height and weight requirements as specifically outlined by the manufacturer of your rear-facing car seat. You know, my oldest son, he's now 22 years old. He's 6'6".
You can just fit it into it anymore.
Yeah, he was always, he can't fit. He just can't seem to fit it into it.
That kid is a beast.
It took me, you know, I've been trying for the last few years to get him in that thing. And then finally I read up on the manual and said, okay, I got it figured out.
Yeah, you were a terrible parent, I hear, because, you know, you wouldn't change the diapers for quite a while. Right. And you're like, well, hell, it said it holds 20 pounds.
But he was always in the, that's about the best one this morning, isn't it? You know, but he's always in the 95th percentile of height. So, you know, you got to look at what the manufacturer's warnings are there on that. And once the child starts beginning to exceed that weight, you know, then you got to move from the forward-facing car seat up to the booster seat, which for most kids are going to occur around the age 4 years old.
Or if you're me at the age of 38.
Well, you still might.
God forbid she ever gets pulled over and they see the phone book she's got out there.
The whoopee cushion.
I need a car where the brake and gas pedals move forward so that I don't have to move my seat so far forward to reach them. Mm. You know what I mean? Like if the pedals would adjust.
What if you could just control them all by hand?
That'd be cool.
And let your feet dangle. Don't even
seriously
touch the floor.
Right. Like honestly though, if the airbag were to go off in my car, I sit so closely to the steering wheel that it's probably actually pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
but what can you do about it? Because and as you'll see here, there's even some exceptions, certain situations where, you know, the law recognizes that people have to travel. But at some point you're going to move from the booster seat up into, you know, up to the seat belt. And that usually occurs around age 8. Or when the child is 4'9" or 57 inches tall.
Boy, you're just speaking. Making the cut.
I mean,
they're just
seriously. I'm 3 inches over.
Well,
that.
Well, here's the thing, Jesse B. Now, here's what, let's talk about this for a minute, about your seatbelt, because you're bringing in this height and so forth. Now, the seatbelt is not necessarily age 8 or 4'9", but what it comes down to is whether or not the child can be secured properly by the adult safety seatbelt, by the regular seatbelt. You say, well, what constitutes that? And this new law spells it out right there in 56.5.64.10, you know, 4a and b, right? There you go. But here's what you have. The lap belt has to fit across the child's thighs and hips, not across the abdomen. And that's very important, because as a personal injury lawyer, I can tell you right now how many times have I seen the ER records come to my client. It's abdominal blunt trauma.
Oh, God, yes.
Right. And of course, the shoulder belt, you want it across the center of the child's chest and not the neck. So I think that one lots of times is a little more obvious. But as far as that lap belt, it's very important that it goes across the child's thigh or, you know, thigh and hip area, not across the abdomen. If it goes across the abdomen, then they're not ready for that seat belt, or maybe you got some adjustments to do with you, but you don't see, I don't know. But they're not ready for it. And I think probably from a parental standpoint, you know, having gone through raising two boys, I can tell when they get around at 8 years old or so, and they got that booster seat they want to get out of because they want to look like the big boys.
You know? Sure. They want to, especially your kid at that age was probably, you know, seven feet tall already.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever even made it to a booster seat. He's already in the back seat looking out the window, you know, at age 2 and a half. He was always tall.
He sat in the back, yeah, and they took the front passenger seat out just to make room for the kid's legs.
Yeah, if I ever got pulled, I pointed back and said, "He's driving, officer. He's driving." But that is very important. So, and of course, you know, this is the law. So, besides the fact it's in a child's best interest and we all should be doing it in the first place, it is the law. But if you got questions about the height and weight and when is it proper to move from one seat to the other, you know, the law is giving some deference here to the manufacturer of the seat and telling the parents, look at the particular seat that you have, and see how it fits and matches up with the height and weight of your child.
Well, just check the online resources too, and they'll tell you step by step and what you can look for. And
you can check it. And, you know, you can check the John Price Law Firm Facebook webpage. We're having this is Child Safety Awareness Month. We're going to have a lot of updates during the weeks ahead and the days past this month on that. So feel free to come to our website. If you want to read more about the South Carolina Child Passenger Safety Law, you can go to the South Carolina Department of Public Safety, www.buckleupsc.com. But go to their website and go to Target Zero and just go straight to Buckle Up, and you'll see the child. The second child safe.